We are here because we have heard a promise of peace, and we have faith its day will come. We have heard a rumor of justice, and we have faith its day will come. We have heard a whisper of hope, and we have faith its day will come. We have heard a hint of love, and we have faith its day will come. We have heard of the birth of the Christ child, and we have faith its day has come. Welcome to Christmas.
Welcome to worship.
Friends, Christmas happens when we extend heart and hand. Christmas happens when relationships blossom, when barriers fall, and where love is found. And so here and now, let us make all that happen. The peace of Christ be with you. Now share it with one another. Sisters and brothers, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
In the name of the one born in that manger stall, I bid welcome to one and all. In the name of the one whom Magi sought, I welcome each and every one of you with whatever gifts you brought. In the name of the one presented with precious gold, I welcome the meek and the mighty, the questioning and the bold. In the name of the one who said, "Come unto me," I welcome the proud and those willing to bend a knee. In the name of the one whose birth was heralded by a star, I welcome you however and whoever you are. Welcome to this sacred place and this holy time, a time of beauty and mystery, a time where we gather in the midst of the one who changed all of history. Know this, no matter who you are and where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. This morning, I extend a special welcome to angel, to shepherd and sheep, to wise ones, to Mary, Joseph, and the baby that's asleep. And I've got to warn you that those of you, even if you don't have costume on, you're going to be expected to play your own part in the pageant. So stay awake and be prepared. I also extend a special welcome to all of our visitors and guests and ask if you are here for the first time to fill out one of the pew cards that are located in each and every pew and put it in the offering basket as it comes by that we might get to know you better. We are in the season of Christmas, which is white, and so you will notice a white insert. It is full of announcements within your bulletin. Take a look at it, take a peek at it, and more importantly, respond to them. Is there anyone this morning who has an announcement to make on behalf of the life of the community? Okay? Come on all the way up here.
All the way up.
Bonjour, comment allez-vous? So I'm in here, and next Sunday I am giving a presentation about my travels and volunteering in Haiti, which was partially funded by Mission in Action a couple years ago. And there will be pictures and video and food. The Perrain Dolphs are also doing coffee hour, so we promise you won't be too hungry during this, and I hope you'll come check it out. Thank you.
We are here so close to Christmas, to remember the Christmas story, and so this morning we are prepared to bring it to life right in front of you. Open your eyes, pay attention, be amazed.
I don't know how a no jitters, no rehearsal pageant has created so many jitters around, but that's the way it is. Today we celebrate God's coming into the world in the form of a little child, the baby Jesus. Now this story is best told with help from the extended church family, the Holy Family, and with a bit of pageantry. So all of you are invited to help tell this story. The first way all of us can participate is by singing the hymns together, and on that score, we're off to a great start. The second way you can help is to put on a costume and play a part. Well, when you arrived, you were invited to be either a shepherd or an animal or an angel in the story, and you even got a special costume, some of you. Now, if there are any kids out there who don't have a costume, there's still plenty of time to go get one. Okay? Just go back to the narthex, and Sophie will help you out. But for everyone, as the story goes on, you will all, as Brent implied, need to listen very closely, because when the time comes, we'll invite you either to come forward and play your part or to stay in your seat and play your part. But, now this was the no jitters part, you don't need to remember or know anything. Mary Lou and I will let you know what to do. And if you're not doing it, we'll wait until you do do it. As Mary Lou and I tell the story, we'll let you know how to act out your part in the story together. So again, listen carefully. Now to the story of Christmas, the story of God's coming into the world in the form of a baby. Well, the story of Christmas begins with Mary and Joseph, who were good people living ordinary lives. They were planning on getting married, but then Mary heard from an angel of God that she would be the mother of a very special child. And that kind of changed things. In those days, there was a very powerful king named Caesar Augustus who ruled over what seemed like the whole world. And as Mary's time drew near, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that everyone had to go to the town where they grew up to pay taxes. Joseph was descended from the family of David, an ancient king, and so he had to travel all the way to Bethlehem, which was also called the City of David. He and a very pregnant Mary began the long journey to Bethlehem. But after days and days on the road, Mary and Joseph couldn't find anywhere to stay. It had been a long time since Joseph had been in Bethlehem, and he didn't have any friends or family there, so he couldn't stay at anyone's house. And Bethlehem was crowded with so many people, because they were there also to pay their taxes. Now, people of Bethlehem, I want you all to slide close to the middle of the aisle. Just come on. Just like the crowds in Bethlehem. That's good. Now, all the inns and all the resting places in the whole town were full of people, so that when Mary and Joseph came into town looking for a place on the right and on the left, no one would let them in. If Mary and Joseph come to you, well, you already did that. Don't let them in. So when Mary and they had, so when they had been turned away from every place they could think of to stay, Mary and Joseph went to a stable they had seen on the way. They weren't sure they were allowed to stay there, but they were too tired, and it was time for the baby to come. And it was there, in that stable, that Jesus was born. And even though no one in Bethlehem knew what had happened, the animals knew, and the trees, and the hills, and the mountains, and the stars in the sky. They all knew, and they were filled with joy. And soon certain shepherds would know too. And Mary wrapped Jesus in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Away in a manger.
In the hills surrounding the region of Bethlehem, there were shepherds living in the fields. Are there shepherds and animals out there in the field tonight in Bethlehem? Shepherds and animals, please stand up. Yes, I see shepherds. And there's some animals, too. Shepherds and animals, please come forward and stand over there. Come on, everybody. We can't tell this story without shepherds and animals. Animals, hoof it. It's already taken you more than two shakes of a lamb's tail. The shepherds were in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. Shepherds, are you keeping watch? And it was a good thing they were watching, because the angel of the Lord appeared to them. Angels, stand up and appear to the shepherds. You can come forward now too and stand over here, since we can't tell the story of Christmas without a whole passel of angels. Come on, pack it in. If all of you can dance on the head of a pin, you should be able to proclaim the good news from the chancel. Now the angel of the Lord stood before the shepherds, and the glory of God shone all around them. And the shepherds, when they saw the angels, they were sore afraid. Shepherds, do you know how to look sore afraid? Cover your eyes. You may even need to tremble and shake. That's better. But the angels hadn't wanted to scare them. So the angels said, angels, repeat after me. The angels said, fear not. Good news. Great joy. There is a child born unto you. A Savior. Christ the Lord. Good job, angels. And suddenly, there was along with the angels a multitude of heavenly hosts. Angels, they sang and sang and filled the shepherds with joy at the news of the baby Jesus. Now we'll have the carol.
Thank you.
Then the shepherds said to one another, "Shepherds, repeat after me, let's go to Bethlehem to see this special baby that God has made known to us." Excellent job, shepherds. Now we need to find our way to the baby. I know a shortcut because I'm the narrator. So shepherds and animals all follow me to the baby Jesus.
That's it. Go ahead. Gather close around. Get a good look at the special baby lying in the manger. And the shepherds told Mary and Joseph what had happened, that God's angels had told them about this special child. And Mary treasured all their words and pondered them in her heart. When they had all seen the child, they were overwhelmed with joy and praised God. And they couldn't wait to share the good news of this child with the people of Bethlehem. The shepherds were saying, "Shepherds, repeat after me, good news." Let's try that again. Good news, thank you. Great joy. Christ is born. Let's do it all again. Good news.
Good news.
Great joy.
Great joy.
Christ is born.
Christ is born.
Okay, shepherds, angels, and animals too, are you ready to go out and return to the people of Bethlehem? Okay, go back to your seats and say to everyone you see, good news, great joy, Christ is born. You can just go back to your seats. And when the people of Bethlehem heard it, they told everyone they knew. Now, you get to do it again, people of Bethlehem. The people of Bethlehem said, good news.
Good news.
Great joy.
Great joy.
Christ is born.
Christ is born.
One more time. Good news.
Good news.
Great joy.
Great
Christ,
joy.
Christ is born.
Christ is born.
And why do we all stand for Go Tell It on the Mountain, number 29?
Friends, you may be seated. It all happened so fast, didn't it? All those months and days of getting ready, all those hours in the kitchen and wrapping presents and preparing for guests and thinking about Christmas took forever, and then the day seemed to fly right by. I don't know if you had one of these moments, but on Christmas morning when Jakey had just awakened, when John and I were still in some peace and quiet, there was a moment where time seemed to stop. Where everything in the world, it was so quiet, and everything seemed to simply stop. And we were able to be there for that moment, simply enjoying it in the company of people we loved. Did anyone here have a moment like that on Christmas? I'm glad. But then the day went on. The presents were opened, the meal was eaten, the sun went down again way too early. Jake stayed up way too late, but the day came to an end. The calendar flipped, and suddenly it was December 26th. Another Christmas come and gone. The shepherds, they went back to doing what shepherds did. Angels go back to doing what they do, and people on the planet Earth returned to life as we know it. Our Christmas tree is already down. Well, that's because we're leaving after worship today. So don't worry, we're not quite that Scrooge-ish. But our Christmas tree is down, and I bet if your tree isn't down yet, certainly many of the needles probably are. We turn our attention so quickly back to the way that we think the world is, rather than the way Christmas tells us it ought to be. There's a couple of people, though, that I want to bring to your mind, and then I want to hear your voices. C.S. Lewis once mused that Christmas is not a time of the year, but rather a way of living. Dickens, for his part, claimed this: "I will honor Christmas in my heart and try to keep it all the year long." And so this morning, I'm actually going to invite you to participate into this sermon. I want you to share some of your thoughts and ideas about the meaning of Christmas, about what this day is all about. And to get us started, I'm going to turn to a couple of heavyweights. Don't worry, your meanings of Christmas do not have to be this carefully crafted. But I think remembering what Christmas is all about is essential if we're going to take it with us on the days of the year yet to come. And so in this church, I thought it made sense to first start with good old J.E. and what Jonathan Edwards has to say about what Christmas is all about. Here's what he thinks. "Christ's incarnation was a greater and more wonderful thing than ever had yet come to pass. The creation of the world," Edwards writes, "was a very great thing, but not so great as the incarnation of Christ. It was a great thing for God to make the creature, but not so great as for the creature himself, as for the creator himself to become a creature. We have spoken of many great things," Edwards writes, "that were accomplished between the fall of man and the incarnation of Christ. But God becoming man was greater than all. Then the greatest person was born that ever was or ever will be." Along those lines, Henry Nouwen, one of my touchstones and favorite people, writes that Christmas is all about us remembering that it's not about us, that instead it's all about the God who is far greater than us and does things we cannot imagine or comprehend and yet does them anyway. And the craziest idea, Nouwen writes, that God ever had was saving the entire world through a little baby. And he goes on to say, it turns out, like Edwards, that it was the best idea God ever had. So with those thoughts in mind, I want to turn to you and invite you to be bold. Share in one sentence or one word or a short phrase, what is your meaning of Christmas? Yeah. The birth of a baby, which leads to humility and in turn to reconciliation and peace among all peoples. Belle. Reawakening to God's love. To look for the miracle in the ordinary. Barbara. Wonderful memories of Christmas past. Family.
Connection.
Presence. It's this, being together in the music, the togetherness, and sitting closer. Janine. The glory of music. Mary Lou. That Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is little children. That in a time of darkness, we believe it will be light again. Relatives and friends. Cindy. Giving to others. Yeah. Welcoming others into our homes. Well. Renewal. The goal of Christmas is to keep it from becoming a single day of the year. Sorry, Tristan. The golden rule. The goal of every Christmas is to keep it from becoming any single day on the calendar, no matter how amazing, glorious, peaceful, loving, and full of presence it might be. The goal of Christmas is to take these insights, to wrap them around our hearts, and to make Christmas a way of life every day. Amen? Amen. Let's stand and sing. We come to the time of worship where we share our lives with God and with one another. Here in this church, we lift up both our joys and our concerns so that we might hear them here in this place and take them with us in the days to come. And so here I ask you once again, what are your joys? What are your concerns? Michelle. We lift up a joy for all of us, for all of Michelle's family, and the fact that we get to be family. And a concern and prayer lifted for all those who are about to hit the roads once again and travel at the end of this holiday weekend. You got to speak with your brother, your nephew, and their girlfriends on Christmas. A joy indeed. Other joys and concerns. Yeah. Lift up a concern for all those who are suffering or lonely during the holiday season. We lift up a joy for the beautiful Christmas Eve service here a couple of days ago. Bell. We lift up prayers for the Lane family. Other joys and concerns. Yeah, Edie. Joy for all of the music across this gorgeous county at this time of the year. Yes, Mary Lou. It is a joy that this church becomes our family, and I know it's a joy for many of you to sit next to the same people every week. Other joys and concerns. Then let us take a moment to let those prayers onto our hearts and into our minds. Now, God, as one body, as one voice, we lift up our voices together, praying the prayer Jesus taught us to pray, saying, Our God, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us
Now the people of Bethlehem weren't the only ones who knew about the news of Jesus. Wise men living in the east saw the star that rose over the place where Jesus was born. They knew it meant that a special baby was about to be born, and so they gathered the richest, best gifts they could find and brought them to the baby. And we're going to bring our gifts now too. First, the ushers are going to collect gifts from the people of Bethlehem. Remember, that's you. And kids, if you're wondering how to help your parents know how much to give, why, tell them to grab their wallets, take out $1 or $2, and then put their wallets in the offering plate. To support this church and the ministries of mercy, justice, and beauty, please give generously.
Sitting by my perfect mind.
Loving God, you who have given us gifts greater than we will ever know, bless these gifts. Bless them that they might go forth from this place to tell tales of love, to spread good news of joy, and to stoke the fires of hope. And God, bless all who are gathered here, that we might become like these magi, wise and yet humble, journeying and yet always home, becoming, and yet already are. God bless these gifts and all who have given them, and let the whole church say, Amen. You may leave your gifts. And back to the east you go. Friends, our time of worship is drawing to a close, that we might go out into this world and bring Christmas with us. Before you go, I hope you will stick around for a few minutes to greet one another, to meet new friends, and to share some fellowship in the Jonathan Edwards room. And now, we have a great closing hymn. It is one that requires you to be on your feet and to sing with all the gusto that you have. Joy to the world. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in deepest night are lit up with brilliant sight. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and his name will be Emmanuel, God with us. So now, go out into the world with great joy, and may the grace of Bethlehem's matchless child, the love of the God who never ceases to amaze, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit who never wearies, be with you this day and every day. And let the whole church say, Amen. Merry Christmas.